You're listening to Give Yourself Some Leeway with me, your host, Eugene Lee. I've spent the last 4 years trying to discover how to break the burnout cycle. And as a high achiever in a fast-paced world, I know how easy it is to slip back into old habits, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and left behind. If you're anything like me, then you need to hear this. Burning out is not your fault. Yes, you can recover from burnout. And the post-burnout growth is not only real, but it feels amazing. This podcast is dedicated to helping break the stigma around mental health in the workplace, ending burnout culture for good, and the action steps that you can take today towards your personal growth and success. So let's do it. When's the last time someone pulled you aside and just did a quick reality check with you? My manager does this frequently. He just pulls me aside and says, let's get a coffee. How are you getting on? How's the job going? Where are you struggling? What do you find challenging? What can I help with? Where would you like to see this go? Is there any opportunities? Is there something that I'm not seeing? And he just does quick updates like this. And it means a lot. It really does. Because oftentimes we feel that we can be pushed aside or ignored. And our manager might not be approachable. But I really commend him for the efforts he makes to make sure that he stays in the loop with everyone, make sure that they're not like struggling in the background. And this really just came to light today because one of my friends, Jules Sue, just shamelessly going to plug Jules here because she is such a visionary and an upcoming thought leader, julesue.com. And she just mentioned in an email that she's doing a quick reality check because we're 3 months into 2024. And oftentimes we can really get caught up in how our daily lives go and we can run on autopilot, that we don't take time to step back and just do a quick recap on how are we truly doing. Just ask yourself right now, who are you? Who are you? Where are you at? Where are you at in your life? Where are you at now, right now? What do you believe in? What's your faith? What's your values? And what's important about what you're doing right now? So for instance, if I take those as an example, who am I? I'm Eugene. I am a lot more honest and true to myself than I had been for many years, and I'm treating myself with a lot more self-kindness and compassion. And I'm tough on myself sometimes, but once I bring back in my awareness, I accept that I have been mean to myself, and I can improve from there, rather than constantly berating myself. And I feel I've come strides from where I used to be. But I'm happy where I am again. I'm back to singing in the shower, Eugene. Where are you at? Well, I'm after uprooting from Ireland and moving to Switzerland. My partner's after moving here with me. Finally got our own apartment, have our own space. And yes, living in Switzerland is a completely new life, but it's a nice new chapter. And I'm embracing it and growing from there. Every day is really interesting. It really is. What do I believe in? I believe that our work culture is not stagnant. It is not resistant to change. It is we who are resistant to change, and we can change our work culture. We can change how our workplace treats us if we take action, if we take responsibility. And work together, we can change anything. And what's important about what I'm doing right now? What I'm doing right now, both in my career, I believe in the vision of my team, of my company, of the work I do, and that I'm serving a purpose, that I am providing a service that really helps other people. And it's true to who I am. I really enjoy the work that I do, and I get to travel a lot for it too. And I'm really embracing that new challenge. And here on the podcast, I'm having these amazing conversations, both with guests and with listeners, about what's really troubling them, what they're really struggling with, and things that they feel they can't speak or couldn't speak about before, and that it's somewhat being raised now or normalized at least. And I'm playing a part in that. And that's something that puts a fire in my belly, that I'm helping someone in some way. I'm being of service and helping them to express things that they haven't expressed in years, or maybe have never expressed before. Bringing things to awareness that they probably haven't even thought of before, that have been affecting them their whole lives. And finally getting the help that they need in order to grow and embrace true success and happiness and fulfillment in their life. And that's the kind of energy I've had since about 2 weeks ago. I've just had this crazy energy that just makes me want to serve more people. And I'm just embracing it. I'm managing my energy levels, managing my boundaries, knowing my capacity, but at the same time feeling this just abundant energy to want to serve more and do more. And it's great. I'm just embracing it. Take that yourself. Take these four questions. It's all about being self-aware, embracing that self-awareness. And it's hard at first. For me, it was really raw in the beginning, when I had to embrace how I really felt when I was burnt out, when I hit rock bottom. It's really hard. But you should do these check-ins with yourself. Who are you? Where are you at? Where are you at right now? What do you believe in? What are your values? Who do you serve? What is your faith? What is your moral grounds? What's important about what you're doing right now? At work, at home, wherever you are in your life, what's important about what you do every day? What gives you meaning? What gives you purpose? What gives you fulfillment? If it helps, say it out loud like I do. Once you say it out loud, it becomes more tangible. Or write it down on paper. Write it down, read it out. Once it's out of your head and you no longer have that narrative filtering your words or filtering how you think, it becomes more tangible, it becomes real, and it feels 100 times better. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, could you please leave a 5 stars and a review on whichever platform you're listening to this, because it helps it reach more people who may need to hear this. Because I'm not doing this to serve me. I'm here for you. If what I have to say helps impact one person's life, then it's worth it. That's my goal. To impact that one person who needs me the most right now. If you want to dive deeper, or maybe have a conversation about this episode, or hear more about what we do here at Leeway, you can reach out to me at giveyourselfsomeleeway.com. You can book a call. Let's have a chat. You can send me an email at eugene@leeway.ie, or send me a voice note on Instagram at eugene.leeway. Until next time, take care.